Chaim, Shasfir, Tenkes Rov, Shmir Tzeloshin, continue to mechazik us, stay away from Achleikis, because in his will, for Tzavot, Nevi'im Divu, the Nevi'im said Nevu'ah, the Chom said words of wisdom, and they're constantly explaining to us how bad Machleikis is, and with everything they said, it's worse than whatever they're saying. So it says in the Mezrin Parshas Korach, Kamakosha Machleikis, the Bezin Shul Malo, if you go to the Bezin Shul Malo, then they punish him from 20 years old. Bezin Shul Malo, Bezin over here, from 13 years old, he gets punished. Machleikis of Korach, even the Tinoikis was swallowed up with the families. So even though the Tinoik was not directly doing anything with the Machleikis, but he was subordinate to, he was part of the family of Bala Machleikis, destroyed the entire family. So even if you don't care about yourself, you should care about your family. It says also, four people are called Rishoyim. One is the person who raises his hand to hit somebody else, the person who borrows money doesn't pay back, the person who is as ponim, is brazen, is not embarrassed of people that are greater than him, and the Machleik, Bala Machleikis. They're all called Rishoyim. The person should be embarrassed of himself if he knows that he calls some type of Machleikis. Because someone tell you that you're a Russia, even if he tells you privately, he would be very angry at that guy calling you a Russia. But over here, he calls himself to be a Russia, so he should be very angry at himself. Yeah. As we know, that sometimes, by machlokes, the people close to you are your biggest enemies, because they just tell you you're right, you gotta fight more, and they're the biggest enemies. And the one who is the biggest enemy is you yourself, because the Yetzirah convinces you that this is something that must be done, but it doesn't have to be done, and just goes you and everybody else's Torahs.